Walking back to the hotel at night, I gazed at the Cape Cod sky. The stars were sprayed into the midnight blue velvet of outer space. It's amazing to gaze up at a sky unpolluted by city lights and experience the stars in our Milky Way galaxy stretched across the sky like our pre-industrial ancestors had. Staying at the very tip of Cape Cod at Provincetown, the initial landing site of the Pilgrims in 1620, a place that now espouses a large creative and cultural arts community, I took some time to make phone calls back home outside to enjoy the crisp, cool summer night air that we seldom get down this way in July. While on the phone, I kept seeing flashes of what appeared to be a searchlight over the darkened bay. The ghostly light would appear, focus on a single object, and then quickly sweep across the ripples of water and abruptly disappear, coming and going all within seconds. It was much too small to be a lighthouse and much too intense to be a flashlight. Sometimes it was yellow, other times it would appear an eerie green. The light would appear every few minutes with no real pattern and at various locations, but it did have a definitive, purposeful quality. My imagination went wild. Had someone been lost at sea? Was it some strange kind of fishing technique? Was it some sort of spy communication? I decided to walk across to the boardwalk at the bay and investigate. Walking towards the light source, I eventually heard an intermittent clicking in the silent night. As my eyes adjusted to the dark, I saw the silhouette of a woman leaning into a camera on a tripod. The camera focused on the pitch-black water. The only thing visible, were the brilliant stars in the moonless sky. I assumed she was an astronomy buff photographing the sky, but why the searchlight? When she rose up from her tripod, I walked up and introduced myself, telling her how her light had seduced me over. She was an artist, Eileen Cunahan, who developed a photography technique using long exposures to capture the stars and landscape without capturing the movement of stars, so they appear static along with the landscape. She uses sweeps of spotlights to bring the pitch-black landscape before us to life. She turned on her camera's digital screen and showed me the photograph she had just taken. It was magic. Thousands of crisp, vibrant stars hung above a bay with golden ripples from her light, the pier in the foreground glowing green. It looked as if the landscape before us had been theatrically lit. It was moving and intense. It's so exciting at times of life when we experience something new. We find ourselves saying, it's all been done before. But every now and then, an enlightened mind appears and proves us wrong.